The banner on the state attorney general's website reads, "Protecting the Unprotected." Dave Yost is Ohio's chief law officer, and the department he runs touches the lives of families, communities, and governments across the state. Today, Mr. Yost joins Ohio Farm Bureau's exec, Adam Sharp, to talk a little bit about rooting out fraud, holding the corrupt accountable, and reforming government. The 51st Attorney General of the state of Ohio, Dave Yost, our guest on Town Hall Ohio.
This is Town Hall Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost has a lot of experience in government. In Delaware County, he served as auditor and prosecutor. He spent 8 years as Ohio's auditor, and last January, he became the state attorney general. Noteworthy, he spent an early part of his misguided career in journalism. He and his wife have 3 adult children and 3 grandkids. Dave Yost, welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio.
Joe, it's great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Adam, glad to have you back in as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. Appreciate it.
So the journalism thing, just give folks a little bit of that background.
Well, look, being in the media is not necessarily something to be ashamed of, as long as you do it in private and wash your hands afterward. Seriously, I was a newspaper reporter for the Columbus Citizen Journal back in the day, and I loved that work. It's speaking the truth to power. It's meeting real people. It's telling the stories of our lives together as a society, and I'd probably still be doing it if my paper hadn't gone out of business.
Well, just by coincidence, the day we recorded this, a bunch of journalists at the Cleveland Plain Dealer, Ohio.com, lost their job. But we'll talk a little bit more about your personal background a little bit later. But let's talk about the job you signed on for just a couple of months ago in January, becoming the Attorney General of the state of Ohio. Give our listeners a view of what that means. What's the job?
As you mentioned at the top, the kind of the overarching idea is our job is to protect the unprotected, to protect Ohio. Now, how do we do that? There's a bunch of different things. Consumer protection for the state is under the Attorney General. We handle the environment. So when the EPA needs to go to court, we're their lawyers. We also have a substantial safety component. About half the office is tied up with law enforcement functions, supporting our local prosecutors, our local cops and sheriffs. We argue in the Supreme Court. We protect the Constitution. We argue in behalf of the lawfully enacted statutes of the General Assembly, and it goes on and on and on from labor to antitrust, market competitiveness, 1,600 people all working for you and your listeners.
It's lots of things that you do. Talk a little bit about your philosophy of how to do them.
You know, there's two things that kind of are on parallel tracks at the top. The first is the rule of law, and the whole idea of the rule of law is that that's what should control the way our society lives. And you ought to be able to read the law and know how to follow it. It shouldn't be dependent on which judge you're going to get in front of or what does the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court think about it. The rule of law means that it's not somebody's individual opinion. It's what's written down on the paper. But the second thing is this notion of protecting the unprotected. I'm not smart enough to come up with this on my own. I'm actually quoting a really smart lady who was a speechwriter for President H.W. Bush and writes for the Wall Street Journal, named Peggy Noonan. And she says the whole disquiet in our country right now is really driven by the unprotected, people that have to suffer with the decisions that are made in public. The protected are people that have connections. They probably have a lawyer that they know. They don't have to go to the yellow pages. They know who their lawyer is. And if they've got a problem, they can call the lawyer, and they're not really worried about being able to pay him. They've got a little bit of money in the bank. They've got some resiliency, and they can kind of go with the flow and navigate through when the government just walks in and changes things or makes a decision that impacts so many of us. The unprotected are the people who can't. They're the people that if the transmission goes out on the car, it is life-changing. They might lose their job. They might lose their apartment or their house because they can't get to work, and they don't have any money to fix it. These are the people that when the government jumps in and completely rewrites the health care, they have to deal with the consequences. It's not the protected. It's not the people that are writing the law in Congress that are affected by it. It's the people on that are listening to this radio show right now. And the Attorney General's job is to be the voice and the lawyer and the voice of reason for those people to fight for them in the marketplace, in court, in the public policy arena.
Adam, I can't help but notice the parallel between what Mr. Yost just described and what we do in Farm Bureau, the concept of making sure we all stay protected, of farmer helping farmer, of doing things together what individuals can't do alone.
Yeah, rural Ohio. You know, if you look across our state and our 88 counties and so many of our rural areas and those individuals that the general just referred to, you know, so many folks that they're working hard, they're working every day, they're trying to make sure that their farm, especially these last 3 years with the farm economy taking a real downturn, many farmers, in particular in our dairy sector, but across in a number of other sectors too, of that day-to-day work to try to make ends meet for those small businesses, those family businesses across the state. And sometimes they feel like that unprotected, right? And they need somebody to help there when something comes out of left field that they really can't control. And how do you help those individuals get the right protections under the law so that they can continue to go about their daily business and help their families and their communities and keep their small businesses running?
So how did you end up being the Attorney General? I mentioned jokingly that you had a career in journalism, and there's no one more respectful of journalism. I did it for 20 years. But besides the journalism, just where'd you grow up? Where'd you go to school? And what led to this latest role?
Well, I went to high school in Sunbury, Ohio, Big Walnut High School. And this was before Delaware County developed. I remember we moved into the district when I was 12, and it was amazing to me that a lot of the kids in my classes, there were roads named after them. And I realized that that's because that was the family farm for the last 100 years. I'll always remember I made friends with a fellow who wanted to have him come out and play some pickup ball. He said, well, I can't. I got chores to do. I said, well, what do you got to do? He said, well, I got to muck out the stalls. I said, I had no idea what that was, but I figured, well, I'll be a good friend. I'll go over and help him, and then we'll go play basketball. Well, when I was done helping him, I was in no condition or interest to play basketball, and neither was he. But it turned out that experience was just tremendously good training for a career in politics.
And for those that may not know mucking out the stalls, let's just say that it has to do with removing one of the less good-smelling parts of animal agriculture, and it's not an easy chore. So you went from being around rural Ohio, you went to Ohio State University, I believe you said.
Yeah. Capitol Law.
How'd you get into politics?
Well, in 1999, I was practicing law. The county auditor, who was a friend of mine, John Peterson, got elected to the state legislature, and so I was encouraged to stand for the appointment to the county auditor's job. They lied to me, by the way. They told me it was a part-time job. I got it, and after I did both the lawyering and the auditor's job for a year, I realized I wasn't doing either of them as well as I wanted to. So with the blessing of my wife, we downsized our lifestyle and sold my interest in the practice and served the public. And, you know, it's just been the honor of my life to be able to make a difference for the better for so many people.
Dave Yost is the Ohio Attorney General. Adam Sharp, Executive Vice President of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, also in the studio with us today. One of the pieces of the AG's office, Mr. Yost, that probably doesn't get much attention until there, well, frankly, there's some horrific crime. It's the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. It's a part of the AG's purview. Tell folks about it, please.
Well, I will, but first I'm going to pick a bone with you. I've known you for 15 years now, and if you call me Mr. Yost again, I'll come across a microphone at you.
Got it, Dave, man.
But BCI and I, Bureau of Criminal Investigation and Identification, has three sections. There's a law enforcement section that is basically cops. There is a lab section that is, think CSI for Ohio. We're Ohio CSI. We do lab work and forensic work for the entire state. And then there's identification piece is those are the background check, criminal databases and fingerprints and that sort of thing.
The one of the questions I ask often when I get a statewide office holder such as yourself in here, and you've only been in the office since early, middle of January, what's the process for picking up where your predecessor left off and then starting to incorporate some of your priorities into the workload?
So I have to say I had a great transition. Mike DeWine, who's now the governor, had been the AG for 8 years. His team brought us in, briefed us. I got four big fat notebooks, 4-inch notebooks, full of transition documents explaining where all the cases were, how the office was set up, what the budget looked like. So there's a lot of studying and a lot of reading, but he really treated us well. And then the biggest piece, and what I probably spent most of my first 6 weeks doing, was getting the team together, recruiting talent, because these are knowledge jobs, and not just being able to recite back chapter and verse, but knowing how to think, how to take a set of priorities and values and principles and translate those into a legal perspective and a set of actions that all hangs together to do the right thing.
Dave Yost is the Attorney General for the state of Ohio, the 51st person to hold that office. We'll be back to talk more with Dave in just a few moments. We'll talk about some of the issues that are in the news. We hear a lot about how Medicaid is an important part of the Ohio budget, the single largest piece. We want to make sure that there's no fraud or abuse going on. That's part of what AG Yost is charged with. Another big factor that the AG is very highly tuned into is making sure you and I know what's going on in public meetings and with our public tax dollars. So public records, sunshine laws, those are a few of the things that we'll get into. Dave Yost, Ohio Attorney General, Adam Sharp, Executive Vice President of the Ohio Farm Bureau. They'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is John Merrihew, Director of Member Services for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Case IH is a proud supporter of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Working to build strong, prosperous agricultural communities, the Ohio Farm Bureau protects the future of your farm and your neighbor's farms all year long. And thanks to this strong partnership, Ohio Farm Bureau members receive a discount up to $500 on qualifying Case IH equipment. Choose from Case IH Farmall Series tractors, including Compact, Utility, and 100A Series, and Maxim Series tractors as well. Plus save on hay and forage equipment like self-propelled windrowers, mower conditioners, and large square round balers. This discount may be used with other promotions, rebates, or offers. And it's available for every qualifying Case IH tractor and piece of equipment you purchase. Join Ohio Farm Bureau today to pocket up to $500 in savings. Get your discount by visiting ofbf.org.
Look at this house, Brad. just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
$500 in bonus cash on eligible Ford vehicles. $750 in bonus cash on eligible Lincoln vehicles. All it takes is to be or become a member of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Bonus cash applies to purchases and leases. For all the program requirements and details, visit ofbf.org. Big bonus cash on new Fords and Lincolns exclusively for Ohio Farm Bureau members. Visit ofbf.org.
With over 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is valued at $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing in the Buckeye State, all supported by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Since 1953, the mission of the OHHA is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. And the relationship between OHHA members and Ohio agriculture is undeniable. Farmers provide feed, bedding, and stables for the horses, and in turn, those amazingly fast four-legged athletes provide a major draw to Ohio's county fairs, bringing revenue to our rural communities. OHHA membership has its privileges. Members reap the benefits of having a strong voice for shaping statewide policies, receive continuous industry education, and valuable information in OHHA newsletters and magazines. Check out OHHA.com to find out how the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is making great strides for you. That's OHHA.com.
Welcome back to Town Hall, Ohio. The state's chief law officer is Dave Yost, Attorney General. Adam Sharp of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation in the studio with us as well. Dave, earlier in the show, you mentioned that there are, I don't know, there's probably 30 different divisions within the AG's office, and you work in a variety of areas, so we can't get into all of them. But talk to us about the consumer protection section, what it does.
Well, it does just what the name of it says. It protects consumers. Let me give you a couple of examples. We had a fellow that was taking money for used cars and not delivering the car titles. Well, what do you do? In Ohio, legally, you don't own that car. You might possess it, but you don't own it without the car title. Well, we sued to, you know, get that right. We've got a situation where people put down $5,000 a piece, multiple people, for a condo project. The developer walked, didn't give them back their deposits. We get involved. One that broke my heart, little old lady, this is incredible. About 2011, she hires a contractor to fix a roof because it's leaking. And she lives there all by herself. And he takes her money and never does the work. So under Mike DeWine, our consumer protection section sues him. He says, you got me. I didn't do it. I'll give the money back, and signs a document saying, I was wrong. I need to give the money back. I'm going to do it in these payments. And makes one payment, doesn't do any more. But he goes out and starts doing roofs again. And so we get another one coming in, the same thing. So we sue this guy again. You know, we're looking actually in this one at what do we do with these repeat offenders? Because one thing, if you're a bad businessman and you screw it up once, if you're coming back in front of the Consumer Protection Division and they're taking you to court multiple times, you're just a bad dude. We ought to have a hammer to drop on you. You know why? That poor little old lady from 2011, she never got her roof fixed. She never got her money back. And now her son has inherited the house. The roof still isn't working, and you know our folks are working with some contractors to try to just get that resolved for them. We go to battle for the folks that get taken advantage of in the marketplace.
One of the areas that farmers pay very close attention to this, Adam, is health care and the cost of health care, and certainly the health care piece that state government provides to many Ohioans is Medicaid. And I know we hear from our members a lot. Look, I don't resent having to help people, but I want to make sure that the money's being used well.
That's right. It's important. And when we go state to or county to county all across the state, usually our members who are either their own family farm business or kind of multiple families, you know, that are part of that business from different generations. Typically, one of the main issues we hear from them is help in the healthcare space. And the help is asked in lots of different ways. Sometimes it's just access to products. Sometimes it's affordable products. Sometimes it's products that'll work for them or help with some of the provided products. So it is a big deal in the state, as we all know. And yeah, there's a lot of good work that goes on in the AG's office around Medicaid and Medicaid fraud and healthcare. So yeah, we'd love to hear a little bit about some of the current and ongoing work and kind of where you see also in the future about Medicaid fraud and healthcare work that you'll be doing here in the state of Ohio.
Well, Adam, we have a Medicaid fraud unit that has prosecution team in it, right in the office. And, you know, we have found, I just indicted, grand jury indicted at we presented the case down in southern Ohio, Arrington. We had a guy that was running a addiction treatment thing. But the problem was he was overbilling. He was cheating. So he'd do a 30-minute group session. They'd bill for 90. And he had 40 people in the group session. So you're getting an hour times 40 for every time he did this. Pretty significant fraud. Oh, did I mention that you're only allowed to have 12 people in a group therapy session? So, you know, he's facing an indictment there. We've had I think all of us. Adam, are your parents still with us?
No, unfortunately, they are not.
Sorry to hear that. No. You know, more and more of us are seeing our parents going into a long-term care situation. We trust mm-hmm. those people, which are largely funded by our Medicaid dollars, to take care of our loved ones like we would if we had the ability to do it. We had some healthcare workers at a place here in Columbus that we indicted. The fella literally rotted to death, and you know they didn't do anything about it. And by the time they finally took him to the hospital, it was too late. He died, and then they went back and you know were alleging that they changed records, forged documents to try to cover up their tracks. Fortunately, that's the exception, not the rule. But we want people in Ohio to be able to trust their loved ones. Are getting the best possible care, and that our tax dollars are being spent wisely.
Our guest, Dave Yost, Attorney General of the state of Ohio, Adam Sharp of the Ohio Farm Bureau is in the studio with us too. Lots of things happening here in Columbus with state government that are getting a lot of attention, and the AG's office often weighs in on those. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the areas, including making sure that pharmacy benefit managers are not misusing the money that Ohio puts through human trafficking issues. And a recent election amendment recently went through review by the AG's office. We'll be back to cover those subjects and more when we return. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost, our guest today on Town Hall, Ohio. Adam Sharp, our Executive Vice President of Farm Bureau, in the room as well. And I'm going to have you help me with my Civics 101 here, Dave, in terms of the responsibilities of all the different state offices. When someone proposes a measure to put on the Ohio ballot, what's the job of the Attorney General in that whole process?
So at the beginning, they put a petition out there and get 1,000 signatures to say, yeah, this is real. and then they write a summary of what the proposed amendment would be. And my job is to look at the actual legal language and the summary and tell you whether they say the same thing. Is it fair? Is it truthful?
And just right almost immediately prior to us recording this, your office put out a note that you had approved the language of a measure that would have a pretty significant change in the ability of Ohioans to have an influence on the presidential election. That's my very poor description of what this measure says. Maybe you could tell us more and a little bit about what you think about it.
Well, I've got to start by talking about a dusty thing so you understand what we're deviating from. It's called the Electoral College. And the fact of the matter is we don't directly elect a president in this country. This goes back to the founding and the idea that we're the United States. But we're actually made up of 50 states that have sovereignty. So each state puts together a group of electors, and there's different ways to do that. So Ohio's a winner-takes-all state. Some of them are proportional so that it's by a congressional district. But each state decides their own mechanism, and then those people, you're actually electing electors that are pledged to a particular candidate, go to something called the Electoral College. There's 535 votes, and as we all know, if we watch CNN, that you got to get 270 to win. So in the last election, we had a popular vote that went to Hillary Clinton, even though in the Electoral College, Donald Trump won a decisive victory. And so there's a group of people who want to change that. And basically, what it would do is give this proposal says that Ohio's electors, no matter who Ohio votes for, they have to vote for whoever won the national popular vote. And what that means is that very high density Democratic states like New York and California are going to have an outsized voice in, you know, who the president is. It's a substantial deviation from the current setup. And I don't like it. I don't support it. You know, we'll have more to say about this. I'm not even sure it's constitutional under the United States Constitution. We'll talk about that as we do more research. But I'm against it. My duty as Attorney General required me to go, well, yeah, the summary says what the amendment's about, so I have to send it onto the ballot board. But I don't like it much. What it boils down to is that Ohio isn't going to get a vote anymore if California disagrees with us. And that's just a lousy setup, in my opinion. It's not good for Ohio. It's not good for Ohioans.
Adam, regardless of what the ballot measure, this particular one says, one of the things that impresses me about Farm Bureau, when these difficult, complex public policy questions pop up, you, our board of trustees, we bring experts in, we create information, staff, we help our members understand these very difficult issues.
Yeah, this is a good example. And there's many of these, especially in the ballot room in Ohio, as these ballot measures come forward and they're discussed. And, you know, as the AG talked about, you know, you take these measures and they have to do their diligence to make sure that the language matches up with what the measure says. And then, you know, these oftentimes will end up on the ballot. But then the Ohio public understanding what's in those measures is critical and sometimes very difficult to make sure that folks do understand fully what they're voting on and what the real impact of that is. It's something we try to do. It's something many groups across Ohio and many of our friends and you know, like-minded groups and other groups across the state try to do is educate the voters in Ohio about what these things mean. And it's an important part of how we do govern in Ohio, these ballot measures. And it's also something that I think we have to keep getting better at as far as communicating what are in these types of things. And also how easily sometimes they can come to the ballot measure with just large checks supporting them.
Adam, you know, I want to tell you, I've been a Farm Bureau member for probably 25 years.
I appreciate that.
But I want to commend you because the materials and the work that the Farm Bureau puts in to sorting out these public issues is really well done. It's even-handed and fair. You don't have to worry about spin. I find the Farm Bureau to be a pretty trustworthy source of understanding what's going on out there and what things really mean. The people that are listening to us, if you're not part of the Farm Bureau, you probably ought to consider getting involved, because it's just a great civic resource. And I hate to quote somebody like that, but we are stronger together.
Well, we appreciate that. We are a nonpartisan organization, and we try to put information out that's helpful to the public. So much appreciate that.
And more information helpful to the public comes up next on Town Hall Ohio.
We believe in food
grown in the fields of Ohio,
in clean air and water,
and in preserving farmland forever.
We believe in opportunities for the next generation.
For nearly 100 years,
Ohio Farm Bureau has been bringing people together.
Join us in the journey.
Together.
Together.
Together with farmers.
Visit togetherwithfarmers.org.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Year after year, American consumers have important questions about how their food is grown and raised. Health benefits, sustainability, and food safety standards are just a few top concerns. To help answer Americans' questions, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance created FoodDialogues.com, which includes interactive tools, chats, and online videos. The videos feature real farmers and ranchers discussing food and where it comes from. Farmer rancher Shane Abidi discusses these conversations.
These videos offer the opportunity for American farmers and ranchers to not only share our personal stories, but also to reaffirm our commitment to continually improving how we grow and raise our food. Many consumers may not have direct experience with a farm or a ranch and don't understand why we make the choices we do. We hope these conversations will help answer some of those questions and provide a snapshot of who we really are.
To take a look at the videos and participate in open dialogue about where your food comes from, visit FoodDialogues.com. I'm John Dridden.
Breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Welcome back to our show with Ohio's Chief Law Enforcement Officer, Dave Yost, Attorney General for the Buckeye State. Adam Sharp of the Ohio Farm Bureau is along with us as well. I mentioned this briefly earlier, Dave, and forgot to come back to it, so I want to correct that now. One of the things that I know is a high priority for you is making sure that the public is able to see what's going on in terms of what their government's doing, whether it's through getting their hands on public records, having access to public meetings. Talk a little bit about why that's so important to you and what the AG's office can do to assure that it happens.
Let me ask you a question. How do you know what the government's up to? I mean, in this day and age with the media shrinking, you may or may not have a reporter that's covering City Hall or your township trustee meeting. But you still have the ability and the right to go in and say, I want to see the books. I want to see the records. And that's what the public records law and the public meetings law are all about. In America, in Ohio, the government is supposed to belong to the people. We're the sovereigns, not the people that work for us, that run the government. They work for us. And the only way that that will really work is if there's sunshine in what they're doing. That means seeing their papers, hearing their talks.
At the local level, some of those smaller levels of government, Adam, we have a lot of our members that fill those roles, township trustees, county commissioners, and such. And so while they're certainly very much in tune to what Mr. Yost is talking about, that whole public service by our Farm Bureau members is an important part to to help strengthen our communities?
Well, it takes a lot of good people at all levels, right, to have good government and folks who are informed and engaged and have the ability to have access to that information so that they know how the government is operating and so that they can stay informed and hopefully only improve upon what they inherited. It's a very important part of what happens across rural Ohio, but across the state as a whole, and how we make sure that local government works. And along that lines, you mentioned the county prosecutors. I just had a quick question for you as well on just your interaction with the counties. Can you talk a little bit about the Attorney General's office and its interaction with counties and county prosecutors, and how does the law work there?
Yeah, and that's a great point to clarify. In Ohio, we have home rule, and the decisions to investigate and to prosecute crimes exist at the local level. So when my office is prosecuting a crime or when my office is doing an investigation, it's because there's something that our office can do that the local person can't or doesn't think they should. So they've invited us in. It always rests first with the locally elected official, and we're there to support their work, and we're proud to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Good.
Dave Yost, Attorney General for the state of Ohio. I want to jump to another issue that you've spoken out publicly on recently, Dave, and that is the potential for the remainder of the Affordable Care Act to be eliminated at the federal level. Very controversial all through its process. The president has recently said that he might want to take some more steps to bring quote-unquote Obamacare to an end. You came out and said, wait a minute, we might still have some responsibility here regardless of what happens at the federal level.
Yeah, so let me make a clear distinction between my job and the president's job. The president, and I think he's right, is saying we can do better than Obamacare. We can have a more agile, cheaper, better delivery system for healthcare in this country than we currently have. I think that's absolutely right, and it's the job of Congress, with the leadership of the president, to write those laws. I don't disagree with the president on that. Where I do disagree with the president is on his legal interpretation. And there was a case out of Texas where the judge said, was considering the individual mandate and said it's unconstitutional. Well, I agree with that. In fact, the Supreme Court, I think, is going to agree that in its current configuration, they changed it in 2017, that is now no longer constitutional. What Congress did is they reduced the penalty for not buying an Obamacare policy or not being covered to zero. Well, since the Supreme Court upheld it not on the commerce clause, but on the taxing power, a tax that raises $0 can't possibly be a taxing power. So we don't think there's any basis for that that conclusion. However, the next question, and maybe we can talk about this in the next segment, is now that you've got an unconstitutional piece, what happens to the rest of the law?
How about we talk about what happens to the rest of the law when we come back in just a couple of moments? Dave Yost, the state's attorney general, Adam Sharp of Ohio Farm Bureau with us as well. We'll be back to wrap up this week's show with Dave Yost when we continue.
At Georgia Boot, we build our boots just like the people who wear them. Tough, dependable, and hardworking. You need a boot that you can count on. That's why Georgia Boot always uses rich, full-grain leathers and comfort insoles to maximize your all-day comfort. We've been building boots that way since 1937. You pick the best tools for the job. Why would your boots be any different? Georgia Boot is America's hardest-working boot. Go to georgiaboot.com to see our latest promotions or to find a dealer near you.
Your projects are a big deal, so use equipment that can get the job done. Cat Equipment sets the standard for the industry. The Cat product line includes more than 300 machines to handle a wide variety of duties. Ohio Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 when buying or leasing qualifying Cat equipment, plus a $250 credit on select work tool attachments. Learn more by visiting ofbf.org/savings and click on the Caterpillar logo. Limitations and restrictions apply.
Hi, this is John Merrihew, Director of Member Services for the Ohio Farm Bureau. Case IH is a proud supporter of the Ohio Farm Bureau. Working to build strong, prosperous agricultural communities, the Ohio Farm Bureau protects the future of your farm and your neighbor's farms all year long. And thanks to this strong partnership, Ohio Farm Bureau members receive a discount up to $500 on qualifying Case IH equipment. Choose from Case IH Farmall Series tractors, including Compact, Utility, and 100A Series, and Maxim Series tractors as well. Plus, save on hay and forage equipment like self-propelled windrowers, mower conditioners, and large square round balers. This discount may be used with other promotions, rebates, or offers. And it's available for every qualifying Case IH tractor and piece of equipment you purchase. Join Ohio Farm Bureau today to pocket up to $500 in savings. Get your discount by visiting ofbf.org.
This year, Ohio Farm Bureau celebrates 100 years of serving farmers all over the Buckeye State. That's a full century of advocating on the behalf of farmers about issues impacting their livelihood. Join in the celebration by checking out our Centennial Store. Whether you're shopping for t-shirts, hats, and jackets featuring the vintage Ohio Farm Bureau logo, pint glasses for your cover crop beer, or a history book highlighting Ohio Farm Bureau's accomplishments now spanning 100 years, you can find it all right now at OhioFarmBureauStore.com. That's OhioFarmBureauStore.com.
Look at this house, Brad. Just the place for some songwriting inspiration. It could be a song about home insurance or auto insurance or a car home bundle with Nationwide. Two songs in one. What would you call that, a crossover?
I think it's more of a mashup, Peyton.
Yeah, a mashup. Genius. Let's make a mashup.
Nationwide is proud to be the exclusive insurance provider for Ohio Farm Bureau. To find a local farm agent, visit farmagentfinder.com.
Savings compared to standalone price of each policy. Product availability varies by state agent and other factors. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company, Columbus, Ohio.
With over 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is valued at $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing in the Buckeye State, all supported by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Since 1953, the mission of the OHHA is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. And the relationship between OHHA members and Ohio agriculture is undeniable. Farmers provide feed, bedding, and stables for the horses, and in turn, those amazingly fast four-legged athletes provide a major draw to Ohio's county fairs, bringing revenue to our rural communities. OHHA membership has its privileges. Members reap the benefits of having a strong voice for shaping statewide policies, receive continuous industry education, and valuable information in OHHA newsletters and magazines. Check out OHHA.com to find out how the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is making great strides for you. That's OHHA.com.
Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
Ohio's top law enforcement official is Dave Yost, Attorney General. Adam Sharp of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation is with us as well. Dave, before the break, we were talking about some of the changes that might be coming to the Affordable Care Act and the fact that however this shakes out, there might be a situation where people who previously had some health insurance coverage might not be able to continue it. You think the state needs to do better than that?
I do. This is coming out of a case in Texas where the court said that the individual mandate of the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. I agree with that. But they went one step further, one step too far, and said, so therefore, the whole law is invalid. Well, I'm not going to get into all the legal mumbo jumbo, but it's pretty clear to me and a lot of other scholars that are on the conservative side of the fence that that is not the appropriate thing. You know, when a patient has a tumor, you don't kill the patient. You cut out the tumor. And that's what we ought to do here. Why is this important? Because if the Congress hasn't passed a better law, if we throw this law out, almost 2 million Ohioans who have pre-existing conditions will be at the mercy of the insurance companies who will be free to discriminate against them and say, we're not going to cover your pre-existing condition. That's a bad outcome from a bad reading of the law. I don't like judicial activism in its liberal or its conservative flavors.
we're unfortunately reading more, hearing more, seeing more about human trafficking in Ohio and around the country. Just briefly, and I'm sorry we have to breeze through a lot of these things, we're about out of time. What's your office doing in the whole human trafficking space?
Well, we're at the forefront. We've helped with legal changes to make it easier to prosecute these crimes and easier to try to help the survivors of human trafficking to reenter life. One of the things that pimps do is they brand you with a tattoo, property of Sam. And so even if you, after you get out of the lifestyle, your skin reminds you every morning when you get out of the shower that somebody else claims your life. We've made some grant money available to the local human trafficking court dockets around the state so that women who are trying to re-enter society are able to get those tattoos covered up with a new design and that they're not forced to look at that every day.
We'll throw one more issue out on the table. What are you watching in terms of Ohioans' rights to bear arms?
Well, look, the Second Amendment is in the Constitution. We're not allowed to ignore it. And so I'm supporting not only Ohioans' rights. We've got a lawsuit that Columbus has just filed challenging the state preemption of local gun laws. But also, for example, in New Jersey, they have a law that to get a concealed carry permit, you've actually got to go convince the government that you need it. Now, imagine trying to get the government to say that you have to prove in order to get a press, to have freedom of press or freedom of religion or freedom of speech, you have to prove you need it. That's not what the Bill of Rights is about. You've got the right. And, you know, so we argued that this is an unconstitutional infringement of the Second Amendment, but it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Sixth Amendment right to have a lawyer or the First Amendment rights of conscience. You don't have to prove anything to the government to exercise your rights.
These are big picture issues. Yep. It's fun, Adam, that Farm Bureau has a forum to bring people like Dave Yost in and talk about.
I appreciate those views and couldn't agree more. Thank you. Thank you for your time and your service in this new role. And we've enjoyed working with you in the past and some of the great things you've done also in state government and other roles. So look forward to working with you and appreciate your time and coming on to our show and talking to the folks here all across the state of Ohio.
And you did say off mic, and I'm going to get it on record, Bethany, you're a witness to this. You're going to sing for us next time we have you in, play guitar?
Sounds like fun.
It sure does.
Excellent.
We're going to schedule it for next week. Dave Yost, our guest today, the Attorney General for the state of Ohio. Adam Sharp, you've been hearing from too, our boss here at Ohio Farm Bureau. He's the group's Executive Vice President. Thanks to Dave and Adam for joining us. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. And we will be back at the same time next week. By the way, if there's any shows that you've missed and want to get caught up, townhallohio.org is where you'll find them. Thanks for being here for this week's show.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.